Query splitting is a technique in entity framework where instead of sending one big query that is retrieving data from multiple joint tables, you submit multiple independent queries where you retrieve data from only one table, and then another query is querying data from another table, and so on. And then everything will be stitched in a DB context, or you can just compose your domain models directly, whatever works for you. But its advantage really is that if you split the queries, then when compared to one big query, the data set that is returned from the SQL Server is way smaller because less amount of data is duplicated. If there are joins but you're retrieving data just from one table, then there is no duplication at all. So it's not a problem that you are joining tables. The problem is that you are joining and returning data from multiple tables where multiple columns and data in those columns are usually duplicated. So query splitting prevents this from happening. And because of that, the data set is smaller and you save some network, you save some CPU cycles, you need a smaller or there is a smaller footprint in memory. So it's way better in terms of resource intensity and consumption. And when I would use it, when entity framework is generating, when I'm retrieving data from multiple tables and I see that entity framework materialized the link query to a transact SQL in such a way that there is a huge amount of duplication. So usually a good signal is that the query takes long to process, or if you run and have a look at client statistics, you see that the return data set is quite bulky, it's just big, and once you closely inspect why is it big, you usually realize that a huge amount of data is duplicated. So in this case, I would use a query splitting to optimize this issue. It's slightly more complex to write code like that and then make sure that it's tested and that everything works, but performance is a trade-off, right? You have a performant application, but it's more expensive to build it and maintain it, and also more difficult.